WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of motivation and real talk. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that can feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. Building self-discipline. Ever wake up feeling like you hit snooze one too many times? Or find yourself scrolling through social media instead of tackling that project you promised yourself you'd finish? You know that feeling when procrastination is your best friend and motivation runs as far away as possible? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can change that. Self-discipline isn't about being a robot with zero fun in life. It's about becoming the CEO of your own choices, taking charge, and building a life you actually love. So, how do we ditch the procrastination monster and level up our self-discipline game? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that are going to rock your world. First up, clarity is king. Before you can conquer anything, you need to know what you're aiming for. It's like trying to hit a bullseye with your eyes closed. You're just flailing around. Figure out your goals, big and small. Write them down and keep them front and center. Think of it as setting your GPS. Knowing your destination makes the journey way smoother. Second, break those bad habits like a boss. We all have those pesky little things we do that hold us back, oversleeping, mindlessly snacking, endless scrolling. But here's the secret. You don't have to go cold turkey. Start small. Swap out one unhealthy habit for a positive one. Maybe instead of reaching for that candy bar when you're bored, try going for a quick walk or picking up a good book. Celebrate those wins no matter how small. Third, reward yourself like the champ you are. Discipline isn't about deprivation. It's about making choices that serve your long-term goals. And guess what? You deserve to celebrate those victories. When you achieve something, treat yourself. It doesn't have to be extravagant, a delicious cup of coffee, an episode of your favorite show, or even just 15 minutes of pure relaxation. Remember, motivation is like a fire. Keep fueling it with positive reinforcement. Next up, surround yourself with the right tribe. Your environment plays a huge role in shaping your habits. If you're constantly surrounded by people who aren't on the same page as you, it can be tough to stay focused. Seek out those who inspire you, challenge you, and support your goals. Remember, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Finally, be kind to yourself. You're human. You're going to have slip-ups. It's inevitable. But instead of beating yourself up, learn from those moments. What went wrong? How can you adjust your approach next time? Self-discipline is a journey, not a destination. Celebrate the progress. Learn from the stumbles and keep moving forward. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who dreams of starting her own business. She's got the talent, the passion, but she constantly gets bogged down by procrastination. She starts working on projects late at night, fueled by caffeine and anxiety, then scrambles to meet deadlines. Sound familiar? Sarah realizes that her lack of self-discipline is costing her time, energy, and ultimately hindering her dreams. So she takes a deep breath, sets some clear goals for herself, like completing a design portfolio and networking with potential clients, and breaks those big tasks down into smaller, manageable steps. She replaces late-night scrolling with early morning walks to clear her head and focuses on rewarding herself for hitting those milestones. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to see progress. Her designs are sharper, she feels more confident, and the excitement of building her own business fuels her motivation. See? It's not about becoming a superhuman. It's about making conscious choices that align with your goals. It's about taking control, one step at a time. So remember, folks, self-discipline isn't a magic wand. It's a muscle you build over time. Start small, celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. Now go out there and make those dreams a reality. Want to share your own discipline journey? Drop a comment below or tag me on social media using the Discipline Switch. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who are crushing their goals, one day at a time. Until next time, keep switching things up for the better.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.